Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Some encounters don't fade. They don't resolve with a priest blessing or a house move or even time. They linger. They grow with you. They watch you. And if you're unlucky, they follow you across years, across miles, across borders, as though tethered to your very life. This is the story of one such presence. It began in Florenceville, New Brunswick, a village so small and quiet it seems like the last place a haunting would unfold. The kind of town where doors were left unlocked, neighbors knew each other's children, and nights fell still beneath a wide Canadian sky. The house was old, 100 years at least, a Victorian three-story home that carried the weight of its history in every floorboard. At 6 years old, the narrator didn't think about the age of the house, didn't wonder about who had lived or died within its walls. Childhood doesn't ask those questions. Childhood only feels. And on that day, childhood felt the absence of a father away too long on business. Playing in a bedroom, drawing cardboard homes for toys, the world was small and safe until a voice broke through. It was a man's voice, calling her name. At 6, it seemed simple enough. Dad must be home early, surprising her. Excitement surged, and she rushed into the hall. Her bedroom sat on the second floor, overlooking the entryway below. She leaned against the railing, eyes searching, and there he was, a man, standing silent in the entryway. Only, he wasn't her father, and he wasn't a man. Not really. What stared back was a figure shaped like a man, but stripped of substance. Pure blackness, a void cut into the world. His face, if you could call it that, was blank. No eyes, no mouth. Just the contour of a face swallowed in shadow. And yet she knew he was looking up at her. The scream ripped out of her before thought could stop it. She bolted into her bedroom, slammed the door, dove for safety. Her mother rushed from the kitchen, frantic, coaxing her child from hiding. But when she dared to look again, the entryway was empty. The black figure was gone. That should have been the end. A nightmare mistaken for memory. But the image stuck. It nested deep inside her mind, blooming into dreams that came again and again. Dreams of the man without a face, the shadow that looked back. The family moved soon after, leaving Florenceville for Moses Lake, Washington, trading the weight of the Victorian home for a new start. And for a time, it seemed the shadow had been left behind. but shadows don't respect geography. At 8 years old, sharing a bedroom with her younger sister, she woke for no reason. She was a heavy sleeper, always had been, yet her eyes snapped open into darkness. Something was wrong. Something was weird. Sitting up, she saw him at the end of her bed. The same figure, the same black void shaped like a man. Only this time, he wasn't distant. He wasn't watching from a foyer below. He was leaning forward, elbows on the bed frame, head in hands, staring. Her mind tried to dismiss it, tried to twist him into the pattern of shadows, the tricks of night vision, until he moved. The head cocked to one side, curious. She dove under the covers, nauseous with fear, heart pounding until morning light broke the spell. Nearly a year passed before he returned. She was older, braver, brushing teeth, preparing for bed. She opened the closet door, and there he was, curled into the corner, knees pulled tight to his chest, head buried in arms, a posture not of menace but of despair, a childlike position, broken and small. For weeks afterward, he appeared in dreams, silent, watching, always close, never gone, until again he faded. Years stretched without seeing him, long enough to believe he'd been left behind with childhood fears, long enough to convince herself it had been imagination. But shadows have patience, and they don't forget. By 11, the family had moved again, this time to Wisconsin. Life went on, new schools, new friends, and for a while the shadow stayed away. Until 14, that's when the agitation began, a pulse of fear with no trigger. Walking upstairs from the basement, finished, well-lit, nothing frightening, her heart would race. Adrenaline spiked at random, dread choking her breath. She began seeing darkness at the edge of vision, flickers that slipped away when she turned her head. At night, panic attacks came. She'd wake from deep sleep with her heart slamming, terror coursing through her veins, though nothing was there. No sound, no movement, just fear. She told herself it was her mind. Stress, maybe mental illness, but deep down she knew. She remembered the man. She remembered the blank face. She remembered the closet. And then one night he came back. She was 14, lying awake in bed, thoughts drifting to the usual teenage distractions, school, friends, the constant noise of a restless mind. Her dog slept curled at her side, steady and warm, the most ordinary comfort in the world. And then the sound came, a violent rattling, loud enough to cut through her thoughts like a blade. Not a creak in the walls, not the house settling. This was deliberate, a rhythm, a shaking. Her dog jerked awake, ears pricked, eyes locked in the same direction. That was when she knew it wasn't in her head. She recognized the sound instantly, the strands of beads that hung from her closet door handle. They were rattling with such force it seemed as if someone was shaking the door itself. She turned her head, pulse racing. And the moment her eyes found the closet, the noise stopped. The beads swayed, moving ever so slightly as though settling after being yanked. The door itself stayed closed, but standing beside it, darker than the dark of the room, was the figure. The man. For the first time since childhood, she saw him in full. Not just a flicker at the edge of vision, not just a silhouette folded into a corner. He was there, blackness shaped like a man, featureless, faceless, yet staring directly at her. And here's the strange part. She wasn't terrified. Yes, she was shaken, her body stiff with adrenaline, but the longer she looked, the calmer she felt, as though his presence itself carried a sedative weight. It didn't make sense. She should have been screaming. Instead, she breathed slow. Still, it was then she realized he wasn't just darkness. He was void. The absence of light, darker than the room itself, like a hole punched into reality, swallowing whatever brightness dared touch him. He didn't vanish when she looked straight at him. He lingered, watched, almost waiting. Eventually, exhaustion pulled her under. When she woke, he was gone. From that night on, his appearances became part of her life, sometimes only glimpsed at the corner of her vision, slipping away before she could focus. Those times left her uneasy, a chill crawling up her spine. But when he showed himself fully, when he stood in the room, a complete figure, he brought with him a strange calm. There were patterns, too. A faint tapping sound sometimes accompanied him, soft and deliberate, like fingernails against a wall. Never loud, never enough to terrify, just enough to remind her, I am here. It was impossible to ignore the contradiction. When she was most uneasy, his presence soothed her. When she thought too deeply about what he might really be, fear clawed back in. Was he protecting her or lulling her into trust? Was he companion or captor? And the most disturbing question, why had he followed her across a continent? From New Brunswick to Washington to Wisconsin, he had tracked her life like a shadow stitched to her skin. Spirits weren't supposed to do that. Ghosts belonged to places tied to tragedy, rooted to walls and soil. They didn't cross borders. They didn't board airplanes. They didn't follow you into new homes and new lives unless they weren't ghosts at all. She tested his boundaries, spoke aloud when she felt him near, sometimes a simple greeting, hello, sometimes a demand, leave me alone. And sometimes he listened. He would vanish for weeks, months, as though retreating to whatever darkness he came from. Other times he ignored her, hovering nearby, no matter how she screamed. Her long-term boyfriend knew the story. He wasn't a staunch believer, but he was open-minded, curious. She'd told him everything. The man in the entryway. The nights under the covers, the beads rattling on the closet door. He teased, but he also wondered. One night, maybe out of arrogance, maybe out of bravery, he decided to test it himself. He challenged the shadow, provoked him, called him out. And a week later, he woke in terror. The phone call came in the middle of the night, his voice sharp with fear. He described waking with a start, eyes drawn to the foot of his bed. And there, crouched low, was a cat. But not a cat. A shape. A void of light, just like the Shadow Man. A creature made not of darkness, but of the absence of light. Blacker than black. It leapt, claws outstretched, straight toward his face, and he braced for impact, only for it to vanish inches from contact. Gone. Dissolved into air. His description was exact. The same qualities, the same void, the same oppressive blackness that had defined the man. Only smaller, more violent. For her, the shadow had always been calm, curious, occasionally sad. But with her boyfriend, it was different. With him, the shadow was jealous, angry, aggressive. She could feel it too. When she was alone, the figure radiated calm. But when her boyfriend stayed over, the air grew heavy with rage. The shadow lingered more often, watched closer, and she could feel it seething, as if her presence belonged to him and him alone. The idea that a spirit, or whatever he was, could feel jealousy gnawed at her. It was one thing to believe in a ghost. It was another to believe in an intelligence, an entity capable of emotion, of attachment. When she was alone, he radiated calm, as though he belonged not to nightmares, but to some strange category of guardian. She could almost welcome him then, almost feel comfort in his void-like presence. But when her boyfriend entered the picture, the shadow changed. The calm twisted into something else. The air thickened, bristled with hostility. And in those moments, for the first time, she was truly afraid of him. Because jealousy isn't random. Jealousy is personal. She began to wonder, had she been chosen? The thought unsettled her more than any blank face or rattling beads. If he had followed her across three homes, across three states, across the gulf of years, then his connection wasn't to a place. It was to her. And if his behavior shifted depending on who she was with, then he wasn't just some residual imprint playing back old patterns. He was aware, watching, reacting. Her boyfriend trying to rationalize, half-joke, that maybe the shadow liked her, that maybe he was some kind of spirit suitor bound by obsession rather than malice. She wanted to laugh it off, but deep down the suggestion struck too close to the truth she already feared. And what do you do with that? What do you do when something unseen seems to claim you? There were moments she tested him. Times she told him aloud, "You're not welcome here. Go away." Sometimes he obeyed, slipping out of her life for weeks, months. Other times he lingered stubbornly, as if amused by her attempt at authority. And there were moments, though she hated to admit it, when she missed him, when his absence felt heavier than his presence ever had. The house felt emptier, quieter, less alive. She wondered whether she had grown dependent on him or whether he had woven himself so deeply into her life that she couldn't remember what silence felt like without him. That duality tore at her. Was he protector or predator? Was she haunted or chosen? Could she trust the calm he brought, or was it only a mask to cover intentions she hadn't yet uncovered? The encounter with the shadow cat clawing toward her boyfriend's face made the question sharper. Whatever this was, it could shift. It could take forms. It could lash out. That meant it wasn't bound by the simple rules of haunting. It wasn't just a replay of some tragedy. It was something alive in its own way. Intelligent. Emotional. And that meant dangerous. But still, she found herself whispering questions into the dark. Who are you? What do you want from me? No answer ever came in words. Only presence, only that void darker than dark filling the room. For years, the pattern continued. Appearances, vanishings, dreams threaded with glimpses. A cycle of calm and unease. And every time her boyfriend was near, the jealousy burned hotter, undeniable. She couldn't escape the thought, what if he needed her? What if she was meant to give him something, finish something, understand something? The longing she sometimes felt in his absence wasn't entirely hers. It felt shared, as though he missed her too. And yet the fear never left. The knowledge that if he was intelligent, if he was emotional, then he was unpredictable. The same way a living man's jealousy can turn love into violence, whatever this thing was could change, could decide calm wasn't enough, could decide anger wasn't temporary. That's the edge she lived on, torn between fear and flattery, between dread and longing. She named him Shadow. It made the conversations easier, made him feel less like a concept and more like a presence, less like an enemy, more like something familiar. But even now, she doesn't know what he is. A spirit? Perhaps. But spirits are supposed to stay in places, not follow little girls from Canada to Washington to Wisconsin. A demon? Maybe. But demons are supposed to corrupt, to terrify, to destroy. Shadow never did that. A guardian? It would be comforting to believe, but guardians don't seethe with jealousy when a boyfriend comes to visit. So what does that leave? Something else. Something in between. Something without a name. The last time she saw him, she finally told him off, not gently, not with pleading, but with force, demanding that he leave, that he stop lingering in the corners of her life. And he did. For months, he's been gone. But silence, as she's learned, never means absence. It means waiting. Sometimes she wonders if she should call him back, whisper into the dark, invite him to return. Sometimes she even misses him, the way one misses a dream they can't quite remember. The comfort, the curiosity, even the calm he brought when she was most afraid. But then she remembers the cat, the claws, the jealousy, the way her boyfriend woke in terror, and she wonders, if she calls him, what else might she be inviting? It's a dangerous question. Because part of her already knows the answer. He would come. The only question is, what does he want now?
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
L-E-D-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.